We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles. Great job on Monday night with the induction of Troy Vincent, Leo Carlin to the Eagles Hall of Fame. Always a nice moment, an occasion. Certainly two deserving people.
It is. It's just a shame when the halftime turns out to be the highlight of Monday Night Football.
Well, that's the only thing, but it really was. It was. And the Bryce Brown thing, Merrill, we'll talk about discovering a young player.
Yes.
And as you look to have building blocks here, I would think 34 is one of them.
Oh, I think 34 is one of them. I think 25 is one of them. I think 75 is going to turn out to be one of them. Vinnie Carey. I think there are a lot of young players on this team around who you can build a future.
Do you anticipate, Merrill, that Vinnie will, let's talk about him first, play 21 snaps, he had 5 tackles. I mean, what kind of ability do you see in him? Is it too early to really speculate?
Well, this is the first time we have ever seen him in real NFL game action other than the summer. I have never met, in all of these years, I have never met a kid with more fire in his stomach. I mean, this is a kid who wants to play hard and just loves the game and just has tremendous enthusiasm and can't wait till the next day to practice. This is a kid who was just pained all season by not being out there with his teammates on Sunday afternoon. If you look for a guy who's motivated, if you look for a guy whose enthusiasm is contagious, it's Vinnie Carey,
yeah.
And I think he has some talent, too.
Yeah, I do. I obviously will find out over the next 5 weeks here with the release of Jason Babin that clearly the indication here, Eagles want to play the young players even more. I mean, they're playing them so much anyway. But for somebody like Vinnie Carey, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And I think he's going to continue to make an impact on this team. I think this week he may get his first quarterback sack against Tony Romo.
Merrill, let's talk about Bryce Brown. We have seen glimpses of him throughout the season and clearly a very talented kid. And in the big picture here with Bryce and with LeSean McCoy, potentially a very nice 1-2 combination.
Oh, I think so. And they haven't had anything like that perhaps since Brian Westbrook and Karell Buckholter.
Yeah.
When Buck was healthy, he was a good second.
I would say that's
back.
a relatively good comparison with the way Bryce runs and Karell Buckholter. Now, maybe more power here.
I think so. And maybe even a little more speed. Because
yes.
I think he's a sub-4-4 guy. I think he's a rare commodity, and he's healthy, and he does not have a lot of mileage on him because he really had a very limited college career.
Merrill, I knew that he could one cut. I mean, he's in the game against Carolina, showed a lot more wiggle, better feet than I think I expected to see.
Yeah, but he's really a north-south runner who hits the hole in a hurry. And, again, he's going to work on the ball security. This is something that coaching can fix.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be a big contributor in the future.
Merrill, it's going to be tough for Nick Foles in line here for his third consecutive start Sunday night against a Cowboys defense decimated by injury, by the way. But for Nick to have this offense without LeSean McCoy, without DeSean Jackson, without the offensive line as we thought we knew it, difficult on a young quarterback.
It is difficult. And yet, I, for one, look forward to seeing him. I believe he needs, if he is being projected as the Eagles' quarterback of the future, he needs every play. He needs every snap that he can get. He needs the opportunity to go out there and feel the pressure and work with his pocket presence and read the defense. We know he has a big arm. We know he has a big passing platform at 6'6". We know he's bright. He needs experience.
I guess after a couple of games of watching Nick, I obviously the throws across the body have to stop. He's got to be a little bit more decisive at times. Merrill, I'm not the he's not a great athlete back there, so he's not going to run around a lot.
No, he's not a running quarterback.
And the delivery's a little bit longer than I kind of thought it would be.
I think it's a good delivery. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I mean, he doesn't have a big windup.
Has he shown you enough to keep watching more?
Yes,
and he's
yes,
got a shot?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I
want to
that.
See more.
Yeah,
I want to see more. I thought that this week, last week against Washington, I thought late in the game, the more he got hit, the more skittish he became. He was getting rid of the ball too quickly. this game he held up throughout. Now, of course, he didn't throw 46 passes this mm-hmm. week, and I thought it was a much more balanced offense. It was a better situation for him. But I still think he has ability. And there are a lot of quarterbacks who are not runners, who are, you said he's not that great athlete back there. But we don't see a whole lot of running by Tom Brady. We don't see a whole lot of running by Eli Manning. I'm not putting him in their class or anything or even projecting that. But I'm just saying there are quarterbacks who are successful in this league. I mean, we saw one of the great ones in Dan Marino, who couldn't move five steps in either direction. He wore that heavy knee brace, but he needs protection. He needs the offensive line. He needs the running game. But I think he has the arm.
Merle, how does a seven-game losing streak, a 3-8 record, how does that impact you and your performance, your enthusiasm, your gusto in the broadcast booth?
I don't think it affects it does not affect my preparation. I want to do the best job I possibly can to convey what I see to the fans. It's not as much fun because I love this team.
Mm-hmm.
I have been raised in this team, and one of the great things in my life is the fact that I am broadcasting the games of the team I grew up rooting for. I'm a native Philadelphian, and I've loved this team since I was old enough to talk and walk and know all about them. So I feel what the fans feel. And when they perform badly, when we go through a season like this, it hurts. It's not the fun of going to Dallas this week, knowing with a feeling, you know how happy I am when you go to Dallas and you know it's a big game.
Sure.
And they've got to win this game. They're jockeying into position for the playoffs. I am loving every single second. I can't wait to get up the next morning to read the stories about them. I can't wait to see all the breakdowns on tape. That's different. This year we know that it is a team finishing a sorry season and a team that has no chance to go to the playoffs. However, I still love going to every game.
Mm-hmm.
I still love to watch Eagles football. And when I get up there in that booth on Sunday night in Dallas, I will be enthusiastic. And I want to see the young guys perform well. And I want to see them beat Dallas. And I will enjoy it as much as I've ever enjoyed it at that moment. Now, once things start spiraling down, it becomes difficult because you've got to make sense and you've got to do some analysis and you've got to maintain interest, not create false excitement, but it's your job to maintain interest in the broadcast.
And keep the fans engaged and entertained and be realistic with the fans who are certainly not dummies.
No.
They understand
I've
what's going on.
I've always been very, very honest. Yeah. They know how I feel.
Yeah,
I'm honest. You know your boundaries, of course, but I am absolutely honest in what I see. And it's a lot more fun to talk about a team going someplace and what could be a big postseason than a team just playing it out.
All right, well, the Eagles are going to Arlington, Texas for Sunday night football. Eagles and the Cowboys football night in America. Make sure you
tune
in.
Still Eagles and the Cowboys.
Yes,
you just
exactly.
say it's an individual battle. Let's enjoy it for the sake of Eagles Cowboys and hope we have another competitive game.
And how about we get a win here?
That would be even better.
Okay. Merle Reese, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.